Welcome to your five for the day. Bad habits are like comfortable beds, easy to get into, but hard to get out of. Good habits don't just happen overnight either. They happen over a long period of time. The person who smokes isn't addicted on the first pack of cigarettes. It takes time after time, smoke after smoke, before the body becomes dependent upon nicotine. Habits are formed through willful behaviour. The person has given in so many times to the thing that they are now addicted. Once you've allowed a habit to control you, the Bible says that habit is your master. It breaks you down to the point where you don't even try to resist because you feel like you can't break free. The attitude becomes, why should I try? I always go back to doing it again. Have you ever been to a circus and seen a giant elephant with a small rope around its ankle? Did you ever stop to think, hey, wait a minute. Physically speaking, there's no way that little small rope can hold back that giant elephant. And did you ever wonder how it happened that a giant elephant could be held in place by something that does not have the power to contain it? Here's how it works. When trainers begin taming a baby elephant, they place a heavy chain around its ankle and stake the chain into the ground. Day after day, hour after hour, the baby elephant struggles to escape. But his efforts are in vain. He simply cannot break free from the grips of that powerful chain. Eventually, he surrenders. He resolves in his mind that there is no possible way he can escape that chain. So he relinquishes forever the struggle to be free. Then, when he has given up trying, his masters replace that giant chain with the small little rope. If the elephant ever opened his eyes to the truth, he could break free at any moment. All it would take is one try. But since the elephant doesn't know that, he doesn't take a step in the right direction of freedom. When I first heard this, a voice cried out within me, Peter, that's you. You're allowing your life to be controlled by things that no longer have the power to control you. Accept the power that you, in your twisted little mind, are choosing to give it. Is this true with you as well? The Apostle Paul wrote, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Once a habit has broken your will to fight, you feel a sense of hopelessness. At this point, the habit itself owns you because you have allowed it to own you. Maybe you feel like you have lost the will to fight because your will has been broken. How can you break free from the grip of a bad habit in your life, from the smallest to the largest? What does God say in his word? No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. God lets us know that in every situation, with every temptation, he provides victory, and the first step is for us to admit there is a problem. Everything starts with confession. It has been well said that you cannot win until you know you have a problem. So, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Depend on God's power to combat bad habits. God says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jesus can do more in a moment than doctors can do in a lifetime. God must become your primary source of strength. Start your days off with God and he will help you through the day to overcome and show you a way out. The more you allow God to be part of your life, the more you will see him working in you. You have to stop trying to do this by yourself. He did not say, go alone, but said, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you.